This is the OA News. I'm Marissa Belton. India's drug regulator said on Sunday it has given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. The decision clears the way for one of the world's biggest vaccination drives. India is the world's second most populous nation with 1.3 billion people. It has confirmed more than 10.3 million COVID-19 cases, second only to the United States. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the country has administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and had distributed more than 13 million doses. The United States continues to lead the world with more than 20 million infections, about one-fourth of the 84.5 million COVID-19 cases globally, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The center also reported a total of more than 350,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses have been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations, not nationwide restrictions, to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. Meanwhile, officials in Brazil, home to the world's third highest number of cases, recently told the Associated Press the nation is at least 3 weeks away from launching any formal immunization campaign. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A growing number of Republican lawmakers have joined President Donald Trump's extraordinary effort to overturn the U.S. presidential election. They've pledged to reject the results when Congress meets next week to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas announced a coalition of 11 senators who will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. Earlier, a Republican senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, said he would object to the vote tallies. Both senators acknowledge they're unlikely to change the results of the election, which state and federal officials say ran smoothly. Biden is set to be inaugurated January 20th. Puerto Rico's new governor, Pedro Pierluisi, was sworn in as head of the U.S. territory on Saturday. This caps a chaotic four-year period in which the territory had three governors, including Pierluisi himself. Governor Ricardo Rossello stepped down last year in response to a scandal and widespread calls for him to leave office. Pierluisi, a Democrat who served as Puerto Rico's representative in Congress for 8 years, has vowed to achieve statehood for the U.S. territory and to fight against poverty, corruption, and COVID-19. He's also promised to prioritize education, lift the government out of bankruptcy, and alleviate the territory's economic crisis. Rescue workers in Norway have uncovered a fifth body 4 days after a landslide buried homes near the capital. Police made that statement on Sunday as the search goes on for five more people who are still missing. The tragedy occurred in the early hours of Wednesday. Houses were destroyed and shifted hundreds of meters under a torrent of mud at the village of Ask, 25 kilometers northeast of Oslo. The landslide is the worst in modern Norwegian history. Two French soldiers were killed Saturday when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in northeastern Mali just days after three others died in similar fashion. The office of French President Emmanuel Macron announced on Saturday he learned with great sadness of the deaths. One of the soldiers was the first female soldier sent to the region since the French operation began in 2013. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, this is VOA News.
Hello, my fellow jazz fan. This is Russ Davis, your host for Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, I'm going to bring you to New York City for one of the greatest gatherings each year of jazz fans, producers, and artists. It's the Jazz Congress. I've often said that jazz festivals, which happen all over the world, mostly in the warm weather seasons, they seem to be the lifeblood of jazz. It gives artists from all over the world a chance to travel all over the world and bring their music to large numbers of people. Well, in the wintertime, it's inside the clubs and concert halls, and one of the biggest events is the beginning of the year, always in the month of January in New York City. And for the last 2 years, it's happened at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex, the collection of great clubs and concert halls all on one corner near Central Park in New York City. And it is the place where Jazz Congress gets together. That sounds like a very serious gathering, doesn't it? Well, you know what? It is, because people who love, support, and make jazz are very serious about the art form. And I'll share with you some conversations I had with some of the artists and lots of music. Let's begin, though, with a celebration of two great birthdays, which happen in the beginning of the month of February. We're going to hear from the great pianist, the late, great Joe Sample, with his band The Crusaders, who celebrates his birthday in early February. But first, it's the legendary Stan Getz. Here he is, bringing jazz and samba together from the album simply titled Jazz Samba. He recorded it with the great guitarist Charlie Bird, and here's their song entitled Samba These Days, remembering the birthday boy Stan Getz to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. with his longtime friends and associates, Wilton Felder, Styx Hooper, Larry Carlton on guitar, and on the keyboards, Joe Sample. Put It Where You Want It, one of the Crusaders' most famous songs, written by Joe and performed live in 1981 in Tokyo. Born on the 1st of February 1939, Joe Sample, the man from Houston, Texas. And we preceded that with the legendary Stan Getz, born on the 2nd of February in 1927. Now, let's take you to the Jazz at Lincoln Center complex in the center of New York City for the gathering of jazz fans, supporters, and jazz makers. The Jazz Congress in New York City, where I had a chance to speak to a lot of the great artists who were gathering there. Among them, one of the great women in jazz, Terry Lynn Carrington.
Hey.
Terry, Russ Davis.
How are you?
From the Voice of America. I got Terry Lynn Carrington right here at the Jazz Congress 2019. Really wonderful panel with so many things covered, and really enjoyed your comments. Just wanted to ask you a couple of quick things. First, if I say Terry Lynn Carrington is the leading woman in jazz today, putting together more projects, playing at a higher level, and inspiring people to make jazz at a high level these days, what would you say to that?
I would take a page out of Winton's book saying, you know, people don't say, no, that's not true. So I'm going to say, no, that's not true.
It's only true if somebody else says it, and
yeah,
I just said it.
Right, okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm just, you know, doing what I can, you know, for the love of the music and for the causes that feel important and appropriate, you know, for me to address, you know, with the expertise that I have. And that's all anybody can do, so I'm plugging away.
You're always coming up with new ideas for new projects, and that's in itself, before even the first note is played, is pretty impressive. So where do these ideas come from real fast, and do you have any new ones coming up we can talk about?
Well, the idea is that, you know, they come from your life experience. So, you know, what you see, what you experience in the world, what you feel, those are all the things that make you come up with ideas for projects or, you know, things that need to be talked about. And often in jazz, you know, we're not just talking about them lyrically, but we're talking about them conceptually through instrumental music as well. So, I mean, I try to do that whether it's, you know, lyrics or no lyrics. I have a new project called Social Science, and that's addressing all, you know, social and political issues of the day.
Excellent. Thank you, Terry. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
All right. And from one of those brilliant projects that Terry Lynn Carrington has put together in the recent past, the Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. Here she is leading the band and inviting the late great vocalist Natalie Cole to sing Come Sunday in one of her last recording sessions ever. Here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
The Blessed Love and Soul. Beautiful, soulful love, love and soul. The beautiful, soulful love and soul. The blessed, the beautiful, the perfect perfection of love and soul. Oh,
please look down. Oh, please look down. Please look down and see my people.
Sometimes in jazz, the lady takes the lead. In this case, Terry Lynn Carrington leading the ladies, including the late, great Natalie Cole on vocals. I have something I want to institute on Jazz America, and that is to make sure that people don't think of jazz as from a museum, yesterday's music. I'm going to give you something on every program I call New and Notable. And here are two songs that are just that, beginning with keyboardist Greg Murphy. Jazz is over 100 years old, and from time to time I hear people say in public, in writing, in magazines and newspapers, jazz is dead. Au contraire, mon frère, I'm sorry, I have to contradict what you've just said, because you don't live where I live, where I get dozens and dozens of new releases in the mail and online every week. And I'm going to be sharing with you lots of new music, new and notable, on every show in the future here on Jazz America, as we just did with Greg Murphy and 24K Magic from his new release, Bright Idea, followed by the great saxophonist Ernie Watts and his quartet from their latest release entitled Home Light and the song simply entitled Joe. More coming up of our trip to Jazz Congress. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. And here's a really fun message I've received, which reads as follows. Happy New Year, Russ, from your Dutch listener, friend, and longtime from 1955, European VOA listener, Joseph Klein. Enjoying your weekly VOA Jazz America Sunday show, heard on Haaglanden Radio International, here in the government capital city, Den Haag, and home of our King William and Queen Maxima. I don't know if they're listening in to your radio show. And he sent me a wink emoji. Well, hopefully they are, William and Maxima, your royal highnesses. We hope you'll enjoy the next song, because it comes from artists from your nation. He goes on to say, keep on the good work, Russ. Many greetings from Holland, Joseph F.W.M. Klein. Joseph, thank you so much for your message. And there are so many great jazz musicians from Holland, it's hard to pick one, but I'm going to give you a whole host of them. They're a band known as New Cool Collective. Maybe you've heard them live, and I had the chance to see them at the Montreal Jazz Festival in Canada not long ago. They've done everything from Latin-flavored jazz to big band to African-flavored to their own work. They even worked with a great drummer from Africa, Tony Allen, who worked with Fela Kuti back in the days of Afrobeat. Well, they have a great way of playing that music, and here's a taste of that right now. From their 2005 release, Trippin', here's Conga Yeye from Holland's New Cool Collective on VOA's Jazz America. That's the electric side of the music of one of the great trumpeters around today, Wallace Roney, from his album Prototype and the song Three Views of the Blues here on VOA's Jazz America. Wallace Roney was one of the great artists who was part of a big panel of artists who had worked with Miles Davis. They all talked about the electric side of Miles Davis and how they had helped him create that or how he had influenced them. Wallace Roney has told me in the past that he considered Miles Davis his mentor in jazz. So all the artists that had played with Miles or influenced by Miles were sitting there talking about when he turned electric and blew the minds of many jazz fans all over the world. I had a chance to chime in with a question for this panel, and all of those folks are introduced by the Master of Ceremonies for the panel. You'll hear Wallace Roney and bassist Michael Henderson answer my question at Jazz Congress.
M2Man, Gary Barks, Vince Wilburn, Wallace Roney, Dave Liebman, Michael Henderson, Lenny White.
I'm Russ Davis from The Voice of America. I got two quick ones. Is there any verification, once and for all, that Miles recorded with Jimi Hendrix? And second, did he ever say anything to anybody about wanting to bring in a little English sensibility by bringing in Dave Holland and John McLaughlin and other English players he played with? Did anybody ever hear anything like that?
You know what? There's a telegram from that you can find that it's from Jimi Hendrix that has Miles, it's Jimmy, Miles, and Tony Williams, and they're writing Paul McCartney and asking them to join them in the studio. They never went in the studio because the money, you know, it didn't work out the money. But Miles, when Miles said he could put together the best band in the world, like he was talking about the band with Jimmy, Tony, and Paul McCartney, and I think they should have had Larry Jones.
No. Actually, I was in the band.
Oh, well, then it was that Michael.
And
okay,
I got the call from Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, but I'm talking about the thing.
Oh no. Let me let you know.
No, yeah, I got
now,
you.
Now, Jimi Hendrix, with his wife, not his wife at the time, Betty Davis, mm-hmm. hooked me up
right.
with Jimi Hendrix. Right. Who she was dating as well.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Okay.
Now, that's what you don't know.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, that's what Mom said.
No,
guys,
Mom
guys.
Said it, but I was there. Now, check this out. Here we go. This is some other stuff. Jimi Hendrix had sent for me. I had the plane ticket. And I was working at the same time with Marvin Gaye. We were working on What's Going On. Okay? At the same time, I had a hit record with the Dramatics, What You See Is What You Get. Oh, you remember them, right? At the same time, I was working with Aretha Franklin, and we had a Brand New Me, which was a jazz record by her, and Oh Me, Oh My, Oh, That's Me, with Aretha Franklin. Okay? This is all happening at the same time we're waiting on Jimi Hendrix, but just a little bit before, because Jimi was gone. Okay? Jimmy was gone. But before that happened, I got the call. They wanted me to play Jimi Hendrix in a movie. And Jimmy and I were talking because Finney was the hairdresser
wow.
that did.
Yes.
Finney did Miles's hair, Roberta Flack's hair,
yes, a lot of folks,
Jimi Hendrix's hair.
A lot of folks.
And guys, my hair.
Guys.
Of course,
guys.
I don't have any more right now.
Oh,
With Michael Henderson on the bass from the album On the Corner, the electric rock side of jazz by Miles Davis with Black Satin on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Michael Wolff, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
is the great Michael Wolff, wonderful pianist, band leader, award winner, creator of music for motion picture and television soundtracks, and the creator of his own albums, of course, as well. That is from his new release, Swirl. New and notable it is, with the song, the remake of the pop classic, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. More coming up from Jazz Congress next hour.